it was a surprise, but perhaps it shouldn't have been if we looked at the opinion poll that came out just a few weeks ago suggesting that a majority, at least a quarter of 18 to 24-year-olds in France saw Marine Le Pen as the most popular politician. Well, that was borne out during that vote last night. She certainly got more than her father did 10 years ago. He, of course, got into the second round of the election in 2002. But ironically, her supporters, even though they don't have a candidate in that runoff, they may actually have more clout in terms of choosing the next French president, because their votes, as you say, are those which are being courted by the two candidates left, François Hollande and Nicolas Sarkozy. Well, I've been speaking to one young voter who did put his cross next to Marine Le Pen last night, a first-time voter. His name's Arnaud. He wouldn't give his second name, didn't want his second name said on air, at least. It will be clear why when you hear the interview. He told me that he used to support President Sarkozy.
In 2007, I supported Sarkozy, but now I really feel disappointed and betrayed about what Sarkozy has done. And that's why I think that Marine Le Pen is the solution, because her party has never been in the government. And so they are like pure of any corruption, because they haven't touched the power right now.
From the outside, a lot of people look at Marine Le Pen, looked at her father, and find it quite frightening that French people, so many French people, have voted for her. Do you understand that?
That some people find Marine Le Pen frightening, or that so many people voted for her?
Both.
The media has tried to make a boogeyman of Mr. Le Pen. He was constantly insulted or presented as a bad person, as a devil, the French Republic's devil. That was his nickname. I don't trust those medias, because I believe that these medias, these newspapers, who are part most of the time of a great financial group, they are here to justify the system.
So you think that she, the party, has not had a fair representation in public, in the press?
Not at all. When the media has talked about them, they're so biased that you want to help them. I think it had the inverse effect of what the media's wanted.
You're not happy with us actually using your surname, are you? You're still a bit concerned about the way someone who votes for the Front National is seen in France.
The problem is not about my friends or people who can know me. I have no problem to assume my positions in front of them. The problem is for my career later on. It's not good for someone to be known as a supporter of Marine Le Pen or of the Front National, because I would like to have a job later on, and that's why I don't want to reveal my name.
You think that it might count against you if someone found out that you'd voted for Marine Le Pen?
Well, not everyone, but I could not be hired just for this. There are some sectors that are very small, like theater or art. If someone knows it, everyone knows.